Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. 20 of those years, our good friend Skip Miller's been hanging out with us. I need your website, Skip.
M3 stands for Miller and his three kids. M3Learning.com.
And they find the books there, Outbounding and Proactive Sales Management,
outbound,
and Selling Above the Line.
New one. And, you know, right now going outbounding, the rules are changed. And I was able to get a book out and talk to a lot of great companies who are using the new rules, the new stay-at-home, you know, work-at-home COVID rules. And there's a lot of good templates in it. There's a lot of good. And on my website, I got 5 free videos that show some tools in the book. So please, you know, outbounding, you can get on Amazon or my website, m330.com.
M3Learning.com. Check it out, please. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. So, Skip, what else do we need to know about getting to the decision makers? You know, one of the things that I try to remind people about is it doesn't matter if it's prior to 2008 or after 2008 when they had the financial crisis. It doesn't matter if it was pre-pandemic, mid-pandemic, or post-pandemic. If you don't find a way to be relevant to the two decision makers, the above the line and the below the line, and there's two different kinds of relevance. If you don't find a way to be relevant to them, if you presume too much, then you'll just be wasting people's time. Everyone, what do you think?
Very much so. I mean, that's so right on. You know, the problem is when we talk to the below the line buyer, they want to talk about us. We want to talk about us. We all have a good time talking about us. So we develop something called a success pattern. Patterns of success. So we call the above-the-line buyer. We think, well, they just want an executive summary of what I talked to the below-the-line buyer, which, as I told you with the printer, no, the guy is interested in the printing cost. He isn't interested in how fast the printer, it's a 32-page-a-minute printer versus a 28-page-a-minute printer, which is what the below the. Jim, the analogy I put is we're actually going to get together this Memorial Day. Yeah, and my family, we got a big family. You know, when we get together, it's like 50 people. There's so many people. We have a kid table and an adult table. And the kids love it because they get to speak kid talk. And the adults love it because they don't have to speak kid talk. So it's the same thing. You don't have a chance to go to the adult table and speak kid talk. It's two different languages. Mm-hmm. And if you prepare that way, you'll have a much better discussion at the adult table than just giving them an executive overview of what you talk to at the kid table.
And relevance would sound like this. Sue, I know that you're going to make the big part of the financial decision. How much of the details of what we're doing would you like to see? I mean, I've asked people that, and they would say, well, you know, I'm kind of a detail person. Okay, that's all I need to know. Thank you. I got it. Or they might say, no, you just make sure Bob has the details. Give me the high points. That's all you got to do is ask.
That's exactly right.
And bada-bing, bada-bam, that little conversation is over in 5 seconds.
You know what, and Mary, as you look at the rest of 2021, what other initiatives do you have? Because this investment may be able to help you in other areas. So if you could just tell me other trains that are in your station. And if they play, they don't. But most of the time, you'll find an additional train that doubles the value of what you're selling, and then no one wants a discount.
While you're with that above-the-line person who's harder to get to, have good questions about the future prepared. That's what you're talking about, isn't it, Skip? Have good questions about the future, because then if you can do that, folks, and it's happened to me, it's happened to you, Skip, then you will get a phone call from Sue, and she'll say, hey, I'm putting my budget together for next year, and I'm trying to make sure that I don't mess up. What's it looking like for your industry? Guess what? You just got to write her specs.
Yeah, and now I'm looking at stuff for 2022, and I would like to know if you guys can help me on that. That's the kind of conversation you want. And Bob is never invited to those meetings. So that's the difference between the kids.
But you got to keep Bob happy, too, though. You got to keep them all happy. That's the thing.
Oh, you got to keep them all happy.
That's the key. Isn't that the, really? Isn't that really the key to selling successfully? You know, what's the key to success? Keeping everybody happy.
I'm telling you what, and especially if you want to spend the time at the adult table and you don't spend time at the kid table, the kids all of a sudden start. When my son graduated from high school, we were at a big. We had a big party, and I lived on a hill. And at the top of the hill, we bought this brand new jacuzzi. Within an hour, I see these soap bubbles coming down the hill.
Oh, no.
We ignored the kids. All the adults, well, he thought, hey, let's put some dishwashing liquid in the jacuzzi. Yeah. You can't ignore the kid table.
Thank you for sharing the misadventures of your family, Skip. Hey, Skip, thanks again for 20 years. Come back soon.
I will do it happy to, Jim. Thanks
Skip
for having me.
Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen, M3Learning.com. Check it out. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.